From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The first federal trial to determine whether the Constitution allows states to define marriage got underway today in San Francisco. At issue, Proposition 8, the California voter initiative that outlaws same-sex marriage. The day began with a controversy over how the trial would be covered. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has details.
Chief U.S. District Judge Vaughn Walker made the decision to videotape the trial. Walker said because of the widespread interest in the issue and its importance, the videos would be posted on YouTube later in the day. But early Monday morning, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a ruling that blocked the video transmission, saying the justices needed more time to review concerns from some witnesses who worry that they may be harassed. The ban is expected to remain in place until at least Wednesday. About 100 proponents of same-sex marriage demonstrated in protest outside the courthouse as about a dozen supporters of Prop 8 stood silently with placards supporting the initiative. The trial is expected to last about 3 weeks. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
The winter chill that's gripped much of the nation is reaching deep into Florida. Icicles hung from most of the state's citrus crop overnight. Some tree damage is being reported. From member state station WUSF, Steve Newborn has more.
It's the longest cold snap to hit Florida in more than 20 years, with sub-freezing temperatures reaching deep into the state's citrus belt. Growers won't know the extent of damage to their trees for several days, but fruit in more northerly counties is likely to be affected. Andrew Meadows is a spokesman for Florida Citrus Mutual, the industry's marketing arm.
We've had growers who've told us some of their groves got down to the upper teens, and that they're cutting solid ice through their fruit right now.
He says it's too early to tell how this will be reflected in supermarket prices for juice in the upcoming months. The freeze has also killed untold numbers of pet fish in Florida's outdoor hatcheries, which supply nearly all of the nation's supply of domestic tropical fish. For NPR News, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
Six NATO soldiers were killed in Afghanistan today, including three Americans who were serving in the southern part of the country. It's the deadliest day for the alliance in 2 months, a sign that Taliban insurgents are making good on their threats to increase violence in retaliation for the U.S. and international troop surge. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says sanctions aimed at getting Iran to abandon its nuclear activities should be focused on the country's ruling elite. The Associated Press says she made the comments to reporters while on her way to Hawaii. Clinton said the best approach to sanctions is to target those in Iran's political and commercial decision-making positions. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed up 45 points at 10,663. The Nasdaq was down 4. This is NPR News. Internet company AOL says it will have to lay off up to 1,200 additional workers in the U.S. and Europe because not enough workers have accepted buyout offers. AOL, which separated from Time Warner last month, is trying to reduce about a third of its workforce, which amounts to some 2,300 jobs. AOL has been struggling to transform itself from a dial-up business that made it famous as America Online to a content and advertising company. Former baseball slugger Mark McGwire today admitted he used steroids throughout his career, including in 1998, when he became that season's home run champion. NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
In 1998, Mark McGwire staged a home run hitting show that rewrote the record books and was credited with rehabilitating baseball's image after a painful work stoppage 4 years earlier. But the cure might have been worse than the ailment. McGwire acknowledged today that his 70 home run season was steroid fueled, as were other seasons in his career. McGwire released a statement which read, in part, "It was foolish and it was a mistake. I truly apologize." Last week, McGwire was once again denied entrance into the Baseball Hall of Fame, despite the fact that his statistics would clearly warrant induction. This coming season, McGwire will be the hitting coach for the St. Louis Cardinals. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
Former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin has signed on as a contributor for Fox News. The former Alaska governor has signed a multi-year deal to provide political commentary and analysis on several Fox channels. In a written release, Palin said she's glad to be part of a place that values fair and balanced news. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.